you're not listening to me. I really do regret it. I never wanted us to break up. You were the best thing that ever happened to me, and I was an idiot. I didn't appreciate you properly, or give you enough time, but I'm changed now. If you'd give me another chance, I promise you won't regret it. I mean, isn't that why you came here today? Please, I'm begging. I want us back. Come on, there is no way you're only here because you wanted to return my stuff. I know you better than that. You could have just called me. You wanted to see me. You can't tell me you don't miss this. You don't miss us? Oh, Zara. You're home already? I thought you were leaving on that trip that you packed for. Why are you still home? What is going on here? Oh my god. Are you two back together already? You guys just broke up. You never answered my question. Why does it matter to you? We ended up canceling the trip. For reasons. Am I interrupting something here? Yes, actually. We were in the middle of a very important conversation. Oh, my bad. It's not like this is my house, too. Besides, no offense, but you two were not exactly suited for each other. Wait, I mean that with all offense, actually. I told you before, just give it up. Your relationship is over for a reason. You can't mend something that was broken from the start. Are you hearing this? My sister wants to be a relationship expert all of a sudden. You don't know the half of it, so just stay out of this. Sorry, I know. I see that you're still here. It's just my sister shutting herself in something that doesn't involve her once again. It does involve me. All you ever did was complain about your relationship and how much it was affecting you. Look, you're my sister, and I love you, but you don't deserve this person. Are you kidding me? I know I haven't exactly been the best sister to you, but this is low. You don't know what or who I want. You just came here to return her stuff. Yara, let it go. Just take your stuff and move on already. Why are you still in the middle of this conversation? You piss me off. You act like my mother sometimes. Are you my sister or my mom? Just stay out of it. You don't need to be involved in my love life. Shit, I have to get this. Let me answer real quick. And please, hey, don't leave. I will be right back. And Zara? This doesn't concern you, so just leave us alone. Go to your room. Are you okay? Yeah, I know. This isn't easy on you, is it? She's still doing the same thing she always does. Answering calls in the middle of an important conversation. Unfortunately, she never changes. No, I mean, we're not exactly close, as you can tell. You'd think it would be the opposite, right? Considering the fact that we're twins. Twins are supposed to be like two peas in a pod, inseparable. But we are not like that. Oh, she never spoke highly of me, huh? I'm not surprised. Her and I never really see eye to eye. We're just complete opposites. Not just on the outside, but our personalities as well. She can be such a brat. Yeah, you know, don't you? But I guess she does care about you. Maybe she does, but I think it's selfish of her to hold on to you, and she's clearly not in a place where she can maintain a relationship. But do you want her back? I mean, is that why you're here? What? But after all she did, you really are willing to give her another chance? Look, I don't want to sway your mind away or anything, but I'm her sister. Despite what she might think, I want the best for her. And I believe that if a relationship didn't work out the first time, it most likely will not work the second time. You seem like such an amazing person. I saw how you treated her. You showered her with gifts and spoiled her with dates, but she never reciprocated, did she? You don't understand how many conversations I had with her about that. How she takes and never gives. I thought it was unfair on you. You deserve better. For both of your sakes, just move on. Maybe find someone new. Someone that'll know how to treat you. But you don't think you'll find someone like her? Well, I'm right here, aren't I? Look, you're still here? What the heck could you have been talking about while I was gone? You weren't talking crap about me, right? Well, I don't exactly have nice things to say at the moment. So who was that calling you? No one important. Also, none of your concern. No, come on, fess up. The call must have been really important if you had to leave to take it in the middle of an important conversation. Will you just leave? God, why do you love to make my life a living hell? Is that what you think I'm doing? I'm looking out for you. No, you're not. You're clearly trying to steal my ex. I knew you had a thing for him. It's just painfully obvious at this point. You knew before you two started dating. I'm the reason you even met. Do you remember that? What am I talking about? You heard me. I liked you way before she did. When we first met at that coffee shop. But she has a habit of digging her nails into every person I like before I even gather the courage to ask them out. Because she knows that they'll choose her over me. They always do. They choose the sister that's not a weirdo. That's not true. It's not my fault they end up liking me and not you. You just can't handle that. Besides, you get everything else. Mom and Dad prefer you over me. You always have the better grades, the better friends, the better reputation. I mean, what more do you want? Is that what this is? You're jealous? God, I can't believe my own twin sister is jealous of me. And I can't believe that my own twin sister is trying to get with my ex. You're right. I'm sorry. You wouldn't do that though, right? You wouldn't choose my sister over me, would you? Answer me. Why are you not answering? I'm the one who's fighting for you here. this is your problem. You don't realize or appreciate what you have until you lose it. For once, let me express how I feel for someone I hid my feelings from for so long because of you. Besides, you're too busy seeing other people at the moment. Stop being selfish. I really don't think you're ready to settle for one person. Of course it's not true. I wouldn't do that. Not to you. I meant it when I said I wanted you back. You were always so good to me, and I took advantage of your sweetness. I know that now. Don't listen to Zara. She's just jealous that she can't have you. Are you what? No, of course not. Your feelings matter to me, but I... No, please, don't leave. Zara, this is all your fault. You made it worse. I was finally going to fix things, and then you came and opened up your big mouth and ruined it all. You don't know my sister. She's definitely doing this on purpose. I appreciate you looking out for me. You clearly care about my feelings more than my own sister does, and... Honestly, I don't care anymore. I'm telling you, if you give me a chance, I would never make you feel the way she did. I won't treat you as an accessory to look better in front of my friends, and I certainly won't string you along. I'll treat you the way you should be treated, with the same love and energy. Do you realize how pathetic you sound? No one will ever choose you over me. I've always been the better twin. I don't wear black lipstick every single day. Well... And here I was believing that you're finally changing. I guess I was wrong. Black lipstick? Really? That's supposed to be offensive? Because it's not. Whatever. So who are you choosing? Me, the girl that you were with for months? Or her? Another version of me. Another version of you. Wow. What? My true colors? What do you mean? What true colors? Just answer me. This means that you've lost, sis. It's not fair to ask him to choose now. It's not that easy. And you're being extremely selfish right now. No, I'm not. Please believe me. I love you. I mean it. No, hey, where are you going? We're not done with this conversation. There's still a lot more that I want to say to you. Come on, you're not actually going to give up, right? We're finally going to work things out again. Please, I can't lose you for a second time. No, that's not how I always treat my sister. She just got on my nerves today. Yeah, like every other day. Hey, we get it. Just go. This is a lot to take in, but... Please, think about what I said. Are you kidding me? Hey, I'm gonna text you, okay? You better not ignore me. I can't do this without you. Don't listen to my sister. I'm the one for you. Yara, let it go. Now stay out of this. You're so annoying. I'm gonna text you. Seriously, what is your problem? You came and ruined everything. That's exactly what you always do. You're giving me a headache. I didn't ruin everything. It was already ruined. Now go give your new boy toy another call and give it up.